Well, if you stepped outside today, you know the Philadelphia region is in the grips of an Arctic blast that makes it feel like it's in the single digits. Cold weather, you know, can be beautiful, but it can also be very dangerous. KYW's Hadass Kuznets has more on some of the health concerns we should all be thinking about as we head into the coldest stretch of the year.
National Weather Service meteorologist Sarah Johnson says the weather this weekend isn't record-breaking, but it is certainly below average.
But in general, the January-February period is when we do see some of our lowest daily records.
And in cold weather, Philadelphia family practice physician Dr. Vicky Brelo says there are certain conditions of which people should be mindful, including hypothermia, which can happen when your body temperature starts to drop below 95 degrees.
This is why if you have little babies, you want to watch their bedrooms and make sure that they're warm. You don't want to go outside for long periods of time. If you're older, you want to be especially careful about this.
Particularly if you have a heart condition, because she says cold weather constricts your arteries.
If you already have arteries that are going to your heart that are narrowed, and then they get even narrower because of the cold weather, you can reduce the amount of blood to your heart enough that you can have a heart attack.
But she says this doesn't mean you shouldn't go out in cold weather.
You just have to make sure that you're smart about it.
Dr. Brelo recommends dressing in warm layers, pacing yourself when it comes to strenuous activities in the cold, staying hydrated, and if you're doing any outdoor dining this weekend, be mindful of drinking alcohol out in the cold.
It gives you a false sense that you're warmer when in actuality you really aren't.
Hadass Kuznets, KYW News Radio.